T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Lionel Richie week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Coming to an end, that's You Are. Another huge hit for Lionel Richie. Joined now by Steve Smoger. He will be in the ring tomorrow night as Nico Hernandez fights for a world championship in the IBA division. I think super flyweight. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Well, first of all, it was great to hear Lionel Richie, one of my favorite artists. So That's a great segue. I enjoyed that.
There you go. We hope that puts you in an even better mood than you were already in.
Well, we had a terrific way in, and it's always great to be part of history. This is the first world title in the great state of Kansas, and the weigh-in went terrific. It had all the entrapments of a weigh-in in one of the major areas where, you know, Madison Square Garden, the Staples Center. This Kansas Star is a beautiful facility, and they really outfitted the area for the weigh-in. So it has all the attributes of a major world title, and I'm just very, very honored to be a part of it.
Steve, you've been in the ring for some unbelievable fights. Do you still, you obviously do, because you just talked about it glowingly, but how excited do you still get for his history-making fights and big fights like this one?
Well, you know, guys, you hit the nail right on the head. I'm in my 36th year, and the butterflies start to set in now. Nothing changes. You know, fear is a great motivator, and unfortunately or fortunately, in our game and in many other instances, you're only as good as your last fight. So, you want to get in there and perform at the highest level and be an attribute to the fight. The kids came in right on weight, and there was a little bit of tension at the weigh-in. Nico did not like Sylvester invading his personal space and putting his nose on the nose of Nico, and Nico pushed him, and there had to be some legitimate restraint here. There's no love lost between these two combatants.
Well, that's going to lead to some excitement tomorrow night when they face off at the Kansas Star Arena. Steve Smoger, our guest, he has been doing this a while now. You're in the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame, the Pennsylvania Boxing Hall of Fame, the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and the Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame. Congratulations on a great career. And why did refereeing boxing appeal to you?
Well, you know, I started out, I was an amateur, and as I moved up the ranks, I could get away with it as a southpaw, you know, boxing from a left-handed stance, but I was your man, I could dish it out, but the taking it became a problem. So I learned early on I was pretty good offensively, defensively. If I caught a couple of shots, it hurt. So I went to my mentor back in New Jersey, who a famed amateur manager and referee by the name of Pat Duffy, who trained the 1968 Olympic team. And he retired from Philadelphia to South Jersey. And I met with him, and he said, geez, you did pretty well in the amateur ranks. I said, but I really don't think I can aspire to go into any greater level. He said, well, Steve, refereeing is boxing without the pain. So why don't you come up to Philadelphia and go to referee school, if you will. And that's Philadelphia has and always will be a hotbed. And I trained in some of the finest gyms up there. And that was my transition. I really loved the sport from the inception because, you know, you're defined by your weight class. I too small for football, too short for basketball. Wrestling, I didn't like them squeezing my head. So I said, where can I fit in? And I ran cross country in high school. And as you gentlemen know, running is a major necessity, if you will, in boxing for conditioning. So it fit. So I really enjoyed it in my limited capacity. And then refereeing has turned out to be a blessing for me. It's been part of my entire life. So, and the thrill of being involved in a first is always exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I can't say enough about the venue. It's an official's dream to be housed, work, and eat in and around the arena. No bus rides, no getting out late. You change in your own room. You do your job and come back to your own room. You don't have to worry about transportation, so forth. So it's really nice to be involved in this event.
Steve, one of your first real big fights was Roy Jones against Bernard Hopkins back in 1993. Those guys had a rematch 17 years later. I want to ask you about those two. What impressed you about those two fighters as young boxers, and are you at all disappointed, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, that they kept it going for so long?
Well, first of all, you got tremendous insight, and this can only happen, you know, fate. I'm at the weigh-in, a young man comes up to me, and he says, Steve, your name came up last week. I said, really? He said, yes, my fighter who's on the card trains at Roy Jones's gym. And Roy happened to mention you. And I said, you're kidding. He said, no. He said, wait a second. Takes out his cell phone. Half hour ago, I spoke to Roy Jones.
Wow.
No. And I said, Roy, I can't thank you enough. It was a pleasure sharing the ring with you. He said, Steve, it was great to have you in there. Now, to answer your question, that particular fight, guys, and I commend you on your insight, did not live up to the hype. It was a co-feature of Riddick Bowe and a heavyweight defense. It filled the stadium, the football stadium, in Washington, D.C., and it was somewhat of a letdown. It went the distance, and they were both, they made a lot of noise. Pre-fight, it was a very technical fight. Roy won it on his skill level, but Bernard could never get anything going. And what stands out when you mention it, it did not live up to the hype. It wasn't a bad event. It wasn't a bad fight, but it was more technical than the people wanted.
Nico Hernandez in the ring tomorrow at the Kansas Star Arena. Our guest, Steve Smoger, will be officiating. I don't know if you've had a chance to see Nico box. If you have, what do you like about him as a boxer? What do you feel like a young kid like Nico, what do you think his future could hold?
Well, first of all, tomorrow night it's Fighter A and Fighter B.
Right. We understand that. You're right down the middle.
Right. But I can't help. I think the kid is terrific, and I say that from personal experience. I want to thank Commissioner Adam Rohrbach for inviting me to Nico's fight in the Hartman in February. So I've had the pleasure to share the ring with Nico. First, by reputation, the man is an Olympic medalist, which in and of itself is a tremendous feat. In my humble opinion, the top Americans, other than, of course, Clarissa, to come out of the Olympic Games, the most recent, were Nico Hernandez and Shakur Stevenson, who happens to share my resident state of New Jersey. In my opinion, Nico has all the tools. Young, fast, fighter's heart. That was displayed today. He had to be restrained. He's in there for all business. I think the sky's the limit for Nico. I really, really do. And I commend his promoters because it's really tough to find competitive 112-pounders unless you reside in Mexico, Thailand, or Japan. Can we still call it Asia? Is it there? So for them to be able to, they went to Europe to find this former WBF champion who himself was on the Hungarian Olympic team. So I think his skill level is terrific, and I think his heart and desire for a young person, if he stays on that path, his future may only be, I don't know how to say it, by his weight class. I hope he gets the recognition he deserves in the lighter weight class. So, but then again, Chocolito, the kid from Nicaragua, got plenty of notoriety at 115, so that may not be, the weight category may not hold Nico back. He has all the skills. He really has all the skills. I found nothing to dislike. He's a pleasure to be in with. He's respectful to the officials. When I said break, he breaks. When I tell him to punch out, he punched out. So we had five rounds together before he stopped a very tough Victor Torres in February. Now, this, of course, is a step up. So it's really going to be very, very interesting. I hope the fight crew of Kansas comes out to support the card.
Well, Steve, great talking with you, and congratulations on a tremendous career that's obviously still ongoing, and we hope that there's a big crowd out for the fight tomorrow at the Kansas Star Arena. Thanks again, Steve.
Listen, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for promoting the fight. It's great to be part of history, and it's really nice to be in the great state. Dorothy's in Kansas.
There you go.
Good luck.
Tell her hi. Thanks, Steve.
God bless, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Steve Smoger.
Enjoy
talking
that,
about
man.
The Nico Hernandez fight tomorrow at the Kansas Star Arena. Back in a moment. Five questions with a mystery guest. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.